Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a groundbreaking discovery on Mars by the Curiosity rover. It seems our little robotic explorer has stumbled upon something truly remarkable.
Ooh, I'm all ears. What did Curiosity find this time? Another shiny rock?
Much more than a shiny rock. Curiosity accidentally cracked open a rock, revealing pure sulfur crystals, a first-of-its-kind discovery on Mars. It's like finding an oasis in a desert, as Ashwin Vasavada, Curiosity's project scientist, put it.
Wow, pure sulfur. I remember learning in school about the pungent smell of sulfur, but this article mentions it's odorless. Why is that?
Right. This isn't the stinky sulfur we're used to on Earth. Elemental sulfur, like what Curiosity found, is actually odorless. The stinky kind is usually hydrogen sulfide gas. This discovery is particularly exciting because the conditions required to form elemental sulfur weren't thought to exist in that area of Mars.
So, what does this sulfur discovery mean for the possibility of life on Mars?
Well, sulfur is a key ingredient for life as we know it. Certain microorganisms on Earth use sulfur compounds as an energy source. This discovery opens up a whole new chapter in the search for past life on Mars.
I see. Interesting. Does this mean there definitely was life on Mars?
Not quite. While the sulfur itself doesn't confirm life, it adds another piece to the puzzle. It suggests Mars might have had the right chemical mix to support microbial life, especially when combined with other elements like carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, and phosphorus, which are also essential for life.
Got it. So where did Curiosity find this sulfur?
Curiosity's been exploring Mount Sharp, specifically a sulfate-rich region. Sulfates, salts formed by evaporating water, have been found before. But this is the first time pure sulfur has been discovered. And a location, Geddes Vallis Channel, is particularly interesting.
Geddes Vallis? What's special about it?
Scientists believe Geddes Vallis was shaped by water-driven events and landslides, making it a prime location for studying Mars's watery past. And the fact that this pure sulfur was found there, it's just mind-blowing.
I can see why you're excited. So what's next for Curiosity?
Well, Curiosity drilled a sample from a nearby rock nicknamed Mammoth Lakes. Researchers are analyzing it now, hoping to find other compounds that might tell us more about Mars's chemical history and maybe even hint at past microbial life.
This is all so fascinating. This unexpected discovery could really change our understanding of Mars.
Absolutely. Every new finding brings us closer to answering the big question, was there ever life on Mars? And each discovery, like this sulfur surprise, fuels our curiosity about what other secrets the red planet holds. Thanks for joining us today on this exciting exploration of Martian mysteries. Until next time, keep looking up.
Goodbye.